We welcome in North Platte City Councilman Ty Lucas, the Ward 2 representative, joining us ahead of tonight's North Platte City Council meeting. Councilman Lucas, good to see you dry in the studio this morning.
Yeah, great to see you guys. I'm a little worried about that lawn mowing thing, too. You know, I'm a habitual twice-a-week mower. I'm a little anal retentive, but anyway, so I'm a little concerned about that.
Well, and you've lost a couple of lawnmowers in your house recently, haven't you, due to graduation and college?
Well, I've lost the more reliable one. I still have the less reliable one at home.
I hope he's not listening this morning.
I doubt he is.
Now, Councilman Lucas, city council meeting this evening, looking at the agenda, I think the development of the mall property kind of the hot topic.
Yeah, this is the second of three big nights regarding the mall, and so tonight's another huge night in decision-making at the city council. And, you know, I was excited to see the way the first meeting went. You know, obviously I would love to see stronger support at the council level, but to see the audience and people from so many different perspectives and walks of life to come in with such passionate support for the project was really, really exciting.
Some people that couldn't be much stronger, I don't think, from the public.
No.
Did you?
I don't know. We'd have to expand City Hall. We'd have to maybe open it up or get another like venue, go to a gymnasium or something to get much more support because we were overflowing.
Person after person got up there and said, "We need this thing. We need this thing." So it was one of the more positive meetings I've seen in a lot of years of watching the council.
You know, I think it represents a turning point that I'm seeing in the community, and I think one thing North Platte struggled with historically is letting negativity clog us up a little bit. And one thing that I really am seeing out there is that people who are positive about things and support and want to try things and want to grow are really rolling up their sleeves and getting involved in things now. And they're taking that next step from being supportive to being vocally supportive or investing in things or starting businesses. And it's just so exciting to see because I think that North Platte struggled a little bit historically with, you know, being willing to try things and being willing to push for growth. And I think now we're headed that way, and I'm very excited about it.
It's exciting. There's a lot of excitement on the horizon, and the mall property is kind of on burner A right now. I wouldn't say anything else is on the back burner by any means, but probably on burner B. And Councilman Lucas, we do know that you have to abstain from the votes in terms of the mall due to your professional career with Nebraska Land National Bank, but you've been very public about your opinions on this being a good thing for the community.
Yeah, I'll be absent for the discussions and the vote at City Hall on these issues tonight for the reasons you mentioned. But I'm extremely excited about it. I think sometimes you have to step back and, you know, yeah, we could spend a lot of time talking about whether the EEA or the TIF laws are the right laws or not, but that's really more of a legislative discussion, state of Nebraska, and a lot of times maybe even more of a federal government discussion on things. But what we can control is what goes on locally. And fortunately, those legislations allow for local control and input and decision-making. I mean, for example, if the Nebraska Advantage Act or Nebraska Imagine Act is used by a large project, that's a huge incentive for large projects that we don't even know about locally until we see maybe some tax rebates come out of our local taxes. Otherwise, this goes on all the time with large projects in Nebraska. Millions of dollars get funneled to larger projects, and we don't know about it. Well, when it comes to TIF and EEA, we have local control. And I think that sometimes I think we spend too much time philosophizing about the rules, and we need to spend more time figuring out how North Platte takes advantage of things and uses these opportunities to grow. And to me, that's what's so exciting about the passionate testimony we had at the city council meeting. Is it was a constant theme of, we want to shop here, we want our kids to come back here, we want our grandkids to come back here. It ties a lot to the themes that the mayor ran on in his campaign about creating a place that your kids and grandkids want to live in North Platte. And we just heard that over and over again, and it was very heartwarming to see people come out so passionately. My experience on city council has been that if people are against something, that's where the passion usually comes. It's rare that you have so many people passionately support something. So yeah. I just thought it was fantastic.
And you probably share a similar experience in your many years reporting on the city council and county commissioners, George.
Probably. Yeah, I think it was impressive, like I said earlier. And, you know, I think it's interesting for a couple other aspects, too, that they're going to do three full readings. There's no shortcut in that process. And, you know, there were a couple council members that voted against moving ahead, I think, with the EEA, or that was their main concern. I don't think anybody on the council doesn't support the mall or want to provide some tax incentives. But they're a little, it's a little new for North Platte. So
this is a new
idea. So I think it reflects,
idea.
You know, some of the some of that process. You got to have a little learning curve here through the readings, and that's what the readings are designed for to council. So
yes. The EEA is a new idea to North Platte, Councilman Lucas, but not a new idea to the state of Nebraska or even to the region by any means. I think Mr. Pearson from the chamber said that
right.
Our surrounding states have similar measures, just known differently or dubbed differently.
Yeah, I want to touch on an important point that George just made, because I really learned this in my time at the council. I think it took me a year to really get oriented on this, or more than a year on the council. When we have ordinances, which is a change in essence the laws of the city, those require three readings, but the council with a 6-vote majority can waive three readings and go to one reading on an ordinance. Well, there is a learning curve, and you do learn things typically through three readings. And
sure.
So I know generally I'm only in favor of waiving three readings if there's a time-sensitive reason to waive them, and it feels like we have more than adequate information to where the learning curve isn't necessary to make a decision. And so, you know, 80 or 90% of the time, I'm probably against the waiver of readings. Now, like when we were refinancing bonds and we wanted to take advantage of low interest rates at the last meeting, you know, that was a case where it's probably wise to waive three readings, and we all understand what's going on.
Time sensitive.
Yeah, time sensitive. But in general, George is right that there is a learning curve, and so you take a thing like the EEA. Now, I was a little frustrated with the motion to waive, to table the EEA last week, because we had a work session on the EEA specifically. The council had a work session with a developer present with plenty of notice to attend, and so I was really glad to see that defeated, because there was absolutely no reason to table the issue last week, especially with three readings, and so I was pleased to see that was voted down. But yeah, the three readings is an important aspect of government. Now, when it comes to resolutions, not ordinances, when a city makes a resolution, then you can pass that with one reading. And so that's the difference between when it takes three readings. When it takes one reading is whether it's a ordinance or whether it's a resolution.
And if there's three readings, typically there'd be three public hearings, too. There is some exceptions, I believe, though.
Not necessarily. If a public hearing is required, I don't necessarily think you have to do that on all three readings, but I know often the mayor will choose to accept public input. But, like, for example, tonight, I don't think there's technically a public hearing on the EEA ordinance, but there is a public hearing on the redevelopment plan.
Of the mall.
Yeah, but our mayors have historically been happy to take public input.
Yeah,
you know,
that was very evident
yeah.
with Mayor Livingston. It's been very evident now with Mayor Kelleher in his first term. And I've been impressed, too. I've said it on the program before, and I'm sure you would probably echo this, Councilman Lucas. Mayor Kelleher has done an amazing job at keeping the meetings moving efficiently and keeping the boat on course, I guess you could say, against some high tides at times.
Yeah, he was thrown into the fire with some pretty big decisions pretty quickly, and I think we're seeing Mayor Kelleher's strong organizational skills and City Administrator Matt Kibben's strong administration skills transferring well into the organization of the meetings. I know the Planning Commission, Marilyn McGann, just does a great job of helping orchestrate the flow. But it is
the educator in her comes out.
Yeah, she's great. But it is important. It's important for people to have the opportunity to testify in a fair manner. It's a very important part of public government. When I ran for city council, I thought to myself, there's probably going to be many Tuesday nights I might be here till 9 or 10 o'clock, because our citizens have the right and should testify on issues they believe in. And so it's a very important part. Even if somebody comes in and testifies and you disagree with them, they've still had the opportunity to go on the record and make formal input. And it's a very important part of local government. It's something that comes from the original, you know, American Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, mm-hmm. and the things our country was built on. And so so as much as sometimes the meetings get long, or sometimes you might hear the same point over and over again, I'm always reminding myself that this is key to the process, and it really is. I believe that.
The stomach might be rumbling for supper a little bit a few times, but
that's okay. I could use to miss a couple suppers now and then.
We all could, I think.
Yeah.
Now, Councilman Lucas, if there's any of your Ward 2 constituents that want to discuss this project or any others, well, let's talk about the mall project specifically. Even though you have to abstain from the vote, I'm sure you'd still welcome your constituents to pass along their opinions to you, and I think your colleagues know your opinion too, and you and Councilman Volz, Ward 2 representatives, are kind of on the same boat with this. And Councilman Volz was very vocal at the last city council meeting, saying that he was very much for this, and brought up that the citizens of North Platte just renewed the Quality Growth Fund, and this is wonderful growth.
Yeah, Pete has an excellent wisdom. You know, he's I really enjoy working with him in Ward 2 because, first of all, Pete is a veteran and served our country extensively in the military, had a long military career. He's a business owner. He's from the outside, but he's been in North Platte for a long time and loves it here. So we might claim him. Yeah, we might claim him. He brings an excellent perspective on this stuff, and I really appreciated his comments, and I can't really quote him or paraphrase him very well, but I think his comments were something to the effect of that, you know, it's not our job to come in and try to re-legislate these rules as a city council. It's our job to give people the choice to pay this tax and help this community grow, and I thought his perspective on it was just spot on, and I really appreciate serving in Ward 2 with him. And yeah, to answer your question, I've visited with probably, I think, over 160 people at this point.
Wow.
Regarding the mall and that area. I'm happy to answer any questions they have about the specific rules, the incentives, the project itself, and yeah, I certainly will take anybody's input, and I can pass it to Pete or others as I need to, but people can always call me at 534-5987. I also have my Facebook page, Ty Lucas for City Council, set up in a way that I put some usually weekly content out, and people can send me messages and whatnot too.
I was going to say, since you fired that Facebook page back up, I've been following you, not from a media standpoint, but more so as my elected official, and you've been very active on there, Councilman Lucas.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a social media novice and idiot, so I'm trying to learn how to handle that venue because it's something I'm not super familiar with. But yeah, once a week I just try to put some things I'm thinking about and make sure that people that aren't watching other medias are at least aware of some things coming down the pipe.
Mm-hmm. Councilman Lucas, and anything else you want to add, or George, you want to chime
well,
in
I,
before we wrap
I, it
up?
Struck me, you said about 160 comments or 160 people you've talked to. You know, that's quite a few. And I get the impression you keep a list. You keep a record of that, right?
Usually I do. I mean, there's times where I'll have just a casual conversation, and so my survey will get a little little more margin for error in it. But yes, I do.
Unofficial survey.
But I do keep a list. Well, and in this case, to give you an idea, I've had two contacts that had concerns. And one of them was, well, why don't we just give them more money from the Quality Growth Fund and eliminate the tax?
Oh, good.
And so we talked about how the Quality Growth Fund's been getting fairly depleted, and we have the rail park come down the pipe. And then I had one that said, well, why don't we try to make this work at 1%, even if we need to raise the TIF bond of the Quality Growth Fund versus 1.95%, because I'm afraid that 2% could be enough that it could shy people from out of town into coming and shopping. Mm-hmm. And so those were fair points. But I think of the 160 approximate contacts that I've had two, both in favor of the project, but just, you know, we're offering some suggestions about how maybe there's other ways to get there.
And I love that they're willing to bring up suggestions, too, because it's a great perspective that maybe you've not thought about or your colleagues haven't thought about. And it's a great learning opportunity, too, for those constituents of yours.
Yeah, it is. I mean, you just think about as a community how these things evolve. I don't know that any of us knew what an EEA was a year ago. Or I'd heard about it at some economic development conferences, and I knew Grand Island and some other places would use it.
But you would have been one of the very few in city limits. I'll say it.
Well, look at everything we've learned. And you know what I love about it is that it's not just us in the media or those of us on the council who are learning. It's the whole community that's mm-hmm. engaging in these things. And I think that is a big transition in North Platte, is that it is becoming fun and interesting to be involved in local things like this.
Indeed,
and
it is.
That's a great change. It's going to serve North Platte very well.
Councilman Lucas, always appreciate the time you bring us in the studio, and good luck this evening.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys. Stay dry out there today.
Yeah, you too.
More coming up on Mugs of the Morning after a quick break on KODY.